where the workers that work for these organizations opened an email. It looked legitimate to them. They clicked on a link. It installed this keylogger that I'm telling you about, this little program, and those individuals were able to get bank account information. In the case of Burlington, they got hundreds of thousands of dollars. What they did is they got that banking information. They started making bank transfers, typically at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, $10,000, $20,000 at a time. And it took over 2 weeks, as I recall, before it was found out. Total loss, something like $350,000 to the taxpayers. All because people were not aware of what to be looking for. Within the city, I've been working with the employees, teaching them, don't open attachments. Something like this, don't click on links. If you don't know, absolutely know that it's legitimate and that it's for you, take the minute, look at it. Is English their primary language? Does this look like a professional business document? The most realistic one that I ever saw used the logos from Bank of America. The grammar was perfect. Everything was good. It looked legitimate. But Stan Anderton doesn't have a Bank of America account. If they want your Facebook password, your PayPal, your eBay, if you're at work and you don't have those accounts, it's a phony. They go to our websites. They have what they call web crawlers. They go through and they read our email addresses right off of our website. Now that gives them a place to send those emails to. And they send those emails out and they just go and they just keep sending them and hoping that somebody is going to go for it. Now the city of Seattle, they have a staff of several high paid, high trained security professionals checking out on these sites. They have literally hundreds of these attacks and other types of attacks that come to them every week. So it's harder to get through Seattle and Los Angeles, even though occasionally they do. So who are they coming after? They're coming after typically the smaller cities and towns where, if they're lucky, they even have an IT person, or they have one or two people, but nobody that's specifically designated to work for internet security. And that's why it's so important. We can put up the best antivirus software, the best antivirus software that's available. And we can put the best firewalls up. That takes care of the technology. But as many articles that I've grabbed clips from, the weak link is the human element. And so the only thing we can do with that human element is for us to be aware, for us to be conscious of the threat that they literally are after our money, the state's money, any way they can get it. And so what I'm asking you as elected officials, and certainly all those that are here, pay attention to what's coming in your way. If there's a website, a pop-up window pops up, and it says, is your computer running sluggish? Click here, and we'll give you the software to speed up your computer. Turn and run. 99% of those are going to plant a virus on your computer. Speed up your registry, free. Now, I'm not saying there aren't free software, and there are some very good ones that I use every day. But for the most part, don't download, don't click on links unless you're absolutely certain that what you're doing is something that's legitimate. Check it out. Do web searches. But in any event, the awareness of the issue and being cautious, I've shown you a couple things that you can look for, and I think that that will protect us far better than even the best of our virus software. Any questions?
Any questions? Excellent, Stan. That was very educational. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead.
Stan, could you explain what we've recently done to protect the city, our accounts, the automatic payroll?
Okay.
How we protected the city standalone?
Certainly. As a result of specifically Burlington, I hate to pick on them, you know, they're not much difference in size than Othello, but they did get hit very badly, and they've been talked about all around the country. But as a specific result of that attack, we sat back, and Spencer and I and Eamon sat down, and we talked and said, what can we do to make sure that we don't make the national news? And Doug Felix, who is works at, in the security for the Department of, it's DES. I can't remember what they change the acronyms all the time. He works for the state in any event on their security. And he also is a consultant for the WCIA, our insurance consortium. And I called and spoke with him, sent a couple emails back and forth, and then also spoke with him about what would he suggest that we could do. And we came up with a solution which actually went beyond what his recommendations were. But we took a laptop computer, and we installed a non-Microsoft operating system on it, because most of the hackers, that's where they focus their energies, is on getting through Microsoft products. We use a non-Microsoft browser, and we encrypted the hard drive. We put on very good firewall, very stiff passwords on everything that's done. And being a laptop, it is off the network. It is unplugged from the network. When we are ready to make a bank transfer or pay our taxes, then it's taken out of a secure location. It's fired up. Everything, all the login is done. Then it's plugged into the network, and the transaction is done, unplugged from the network, closed down. So we are isolated, so they can't pound at us to get those passwords. There's no keylogger possible to be attached onto the computer, so they can get our information. And we've done the very best we can in that respect. And then I've been asked to do a write-up for the WCIA, so it can be passed out to others to follow what we've done. So.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda is authorization to write off bad debt. Debbie?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Kentucky Fried Chicken closed in 2011 and they filed bankruptcy. We followed the court process and submitted our claim for the total amount of $847.46 for water, sewer, and garbage. That was about a month and a half bill for them. We received final payment of $631.46 through the court process in December of 2012. This left a balance of $215.90. There is no more money to get from them, and there are no other cost-effective means of collecting this debt, especially when they went through the commercial bankruptcy process. We also have an account for garbage only for a renter that was started in 2006. We tried various ways to collect this, but we were not able to collect on the bill and sent it to collections in 2007. Collection agency has canceled the debt because it was uncollectible and it had passed the 6-year statute of limitations that they follow. To summarize, I'm requesting council to authorize staff to write off the debt of $215.90 and write off the debt of $168.76. This process has been reviewed and approved by the city attorney. I believe this is the first time that we've ever asked the council to write off bad debts. I cannot remember any other time. So this would be an motion to allow staff to write off those two bad debts. Are there any questions?
Questions?
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when we send these two collections, do we pay for that or only if they actually collect on it?
When we send it to, we use YCCS Collections in Yakima. They take our amount and they add on their fees. If they receive any payment, we eventually would get back our full payment. but they would also receive, you know, like an interest or a fee from the other people.
Good question. Any other questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to authorize staff to write off the debt of $215.90 on the Kentucky Fried Chicken utility account number 3272 and write off the debt of $168.76 utility account number 4694.
Make that motion.
Okay, Gina first.
Second.
Okay, Dan second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Okay, then that passes.
Thank you.
You, Debbie. Okay. Proclamation declaring annual Othello Cleanup Day. Proclamation, 16th Annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days. Whereas the city, in conjunction with Adams County, Consolidated Disposal Services Incorporated, Washington Carriers, Royal Organics, Oscar's Towing, Experienced Merchandise, Adams County Development Center, and Allied Waste, volunteers and citizens will join together to beautify the city. And whereas the city encourages our residents to dispose of old junk vehicles, appliances, yard debris, yard vegetation, and old computers and televisions in an effort to improve the appearance of our community. And whereas students from our schools are encouraged to help clean up areas around their schools, and citizens are encouraged to pick up litter when they are out on walks around the city. Now therefore, I do hereby designate the week of April 1st through April 6th, 2013, as the 16th annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days, and urge our citizens, civic clubs, and organizations to join together to make Othello a more attractive, friendly place to visit and live. Signed this 11th day of March, 2013. So I want to encourage everybody, and we also have a big Sandhill Crane Festival coming up. We really want our city look. This is our show house for the city. That's one of the big ones for our community, so I want to encourage people to get out there. If they see some paper rolling around, just pick it up. You know, just something as simple as that makes a difference. And I encourage everybody to get involved. Thank you. Okay. Do we have any unfinished business? New business? Go ahead, Ken.
I've been noticing the last few weeks here, whatever, down on First and Elm, since we've opened that new market down there, grocery store, outlet, whatever you want to call it, maybe we should look at First Street at Elm and possibly put in a pedestrian walkway there like we do our striping and whatnot. I've noticed more traffic coming across there more than it used to be. And up First Street there, we don't have anything down in that end as far as a place to actually cross. I know it's legal to cross there and everything, but it takes both heads. It's the pedestrian walking across the street and it's the driver. And maybe that would kind of change that idea a little bit and kind of at least make a caution there. Since that store is open, there's a lot more foot traffic across First Street there, so might take a look at it and consider that. I think all we need is probably just the south side of Elm across First Street would probably be basically all we need to make a provision for.
Good thought. Yeah, we'll take a look at that. Good idea there. Any others? Well, we're dealing with the council up here, Sean, so. Any others? Okay. Okay, Mayor's announcements. You have in front of you the utility rate comparison card. It is a comparison of our rates with other communities. It is a wallet size, so you can have it for quick references if you're out and people ask you any questions. For the council, if they want to use that. So that's in front of you. Everybody have one, correct? Okay. And number two, the negotiating committee is meeting with the operating engineers on April 10th. 2013 at 9 a.m. in the conference room. Everybody know who's on that committee? Right? Okay, good. Number three, the regional mayor's luncheon will be this Wednesday at March 13th at the Senior Center at noon. Speaking to the mayors will be Patty Wilson from the Department of Revenue. So she'll be here discussing things with us. And also, all of you that want to come are invited to come. There are three samples of chairs for the council members to try out. Please let Terry know your preference. And they're just right back here in the hallway. So if you want to sit in those and, you know, let us know which one you think might work up here since we put it in the budget, you did. Any other announcements we need to be aware of? Okay, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you everybody for coming.